From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested more than 200 people in Southern California earlier this month. Agents have been conducting operations in Merced and other northern counties since this weekend. Capital Public Radio's Bob Moffett reports.
Faith in the Valley is a group that takes calls and provides counseling for people who are in the country illegally. Thomas Weiler is with the group and says one group of arrests took place at a Circle K.
Four gentlemen go in on their way to work, as they do in their daily routine. And it seems that ICE was already in the convenience store, also buying coffee or whatnot. And upon leaving the store, these four gentlemen were just out of the blue asked by ICE for their documentation.
James Schwab is a spokesman for the San Francisco ICE field office. He says, quote, "That does not happen. All ICE operations are targeted and lead-driven, and we do not conduct indiscriminate operations," unquote. Weiler says his group received four reports of ICE raids.
ICE gave no reason for why they would actually go to the door carrying an assault rifle, but it definitely had an impact on the family, and I think intimidated them and the small children inside the home until they opened the door.
Schwab says agents are not looking for families, but are looking for criminals. Quote, "We want to be picking them up in the jails. We don't want to have to go to people's homes. That's our message to the people and the politicians. If we can pick them up in jail, it's safer for everyone," unquote. A news release from the Los Angeles ICE office says more than half of the 212 arrestees from earlier this month had prior felony convictions for serious or violent offenses or had past convictions for significant or multiple misdemeanors. The release also says ICE, quote, "no longer exempts classes or categories of removable aliens from potential enforcement," unquote. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffett.
Find more on this and other stories at krcb.org/news. We welcome your comments, always, at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.